In Europe, investigators are widening their probe into groups that may have had links with the hijackers involved in the September 11th attacks. At least 7 countries are now looking for groups connected with Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda terrorist operation. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
Mamdou Mahmoud Salim may hold the key to unlocking the vast network of terror cells that operated and may still be operating throughout Europe. Rolf Topoven is a terrorism expert with close ties to German investigators.
In 1998, the Bavarian police captured a guy who was in close connection to Osama bin Laden, Salim. And as far as we know, he was the mastermind of the financial network of Osama bin Laden.
Salim was arrested on suspicion of involvement in the 1998 attacks against 2 U.S. embassies in Africa, and he has been in U.S. custody since then. His case is now in the hands of U.S. investigators, but his trail in Germany, the cities he visited, and the people he met may help investigators in Europe find out how the European-based arm of al-Qaeda operated. Fritz Behrens is Minister of Interior for the Western German state of North Rhine-Westphalia. Behrens says his security agents have good leads and are pursuing other suspects still living in the area. He says Salim probably passed through cities like Düsseldorf or Cologne. One of the places investigators are certain he visited was Hamburg, where he met with a man called Mahmoud Darkasanli, a small businessman who investigators say had access to Salim's bank account. Darkasanli also helped set up a bank account for one of the suspected hijackers, Marwan al-Shehhi. Al-Shehhi, Ziad Jarrah, and the suspected ringleader of the attacks, Muhammad Atta, were all students in Hamburg. The FBI says they were part of a terrorist cell that had been operating in Hamburg since 1999. International arrest warrants have been issued for 3 accomplices. The 3, Ramzi bin al-Shib, Saeed Bahaji, and Zakaria Esabar, all have disappeared. Terrorism expert Kai Hirschman consults investigators and teaches at the Federal College for Security Studies in Bonn.
They left Germany with uncertain destination. We suppose they hide themselves in or around Pakistan.
Hans-Heine Kühne, an internal security expert at the University of Trier, says that 2 days before last month's attacks, Germany's intelligence community sent Washington a vague warning about the possibility of an attack on an airplane.
This information was just about this attack which implied the abuse of an airplane. And this information was passed to the CIA 2 days before. Because here we had a prison inmate who gave this information, and this has been passed down to the U.S.
Authorities in Germany have refused to release the name of that prisoner. According to local reports, he's already been interrogated by FBI agents, but both German and U.S. agents reportedly say his story hasn't panned out. The FBI has about 12 agents in Germany conducting a parallel investigation. Ottfried Nassauer, head of the Berlin Center for Transatlantic Security, says their presence has created some tensions.
Basically, the German investigations are guided from the U.S. end. Some people in the police at least gave me the impression that most of their work is focused on answering questions that they become from their U.S. colleagues. One said, I have the feeling we are turned into a U.S. agency.
Professor Hans-Heine Kühne also points out the inherent problem in the decentralized nature of the investigations. In Europe alone, there are at least 7 separate countries carrying out 7 different investigations.
There might be a connection, there might be a sharing of common data, but this only to a limited extent.
Dozens of suspects have been rounded up across the continent since the attacks. This week, NATO-led peacekeepers in Bosnia said they broke up a suspected terrorist cell. British authorities arrested Yasser al-Siri on Tuesday on suspicion he took part in the murder of the former leader of the Afghan opposition group, Northern Alliance. German police detained Harun Aydin last week after he tried to board an aircraft in Frankfurt with bomb-making equipment. But despite these arrests and dozens more, investigators in Europe have no one in custody who has been directly linked to the September 11 attacks. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.